Once again, especially for the anoraks. Neil, you want to say quick goodbye? Yeah.
That was music from Martha and the Muffins before that. We're off now, myself and Matt Dempsey. Actually, I'm going to have to go down with Matt Dempsey because I feel at this stage he's so famous that maybe there might be a couple of girls left over. Yeah, Matt, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Even maybe one for you.
Well, I'm dying to go down with you, we're going to side.
I go on one condition. You give me a loan of your hat. Can I have a loan of your hat, please? Just throw
it. It could be on so that your fans know you.
Yeah. Well, the sky is something else, isn't it?
Red mark on your back or something, but we're off down to Sides now. Sides
10:36 Capital Radio and Stereo 96 FM with Matt Dempsey. That's it for me from here. I think Tony Gahan and Conor Brooksy are coming back in for a few minutes. They'll bring us up to 12 and we'll link back again. I'll talk to you again from Sides in a few minutes' time as soon as Neil gets me down there in one piece. Hopefully he will get me down there in one piece.
I will, yeah. Very safe.
So we'll talk to you again a few minutes from Sides, but we'll take some music from the Stars of Heaven. Brian, I'm going to say goodbye.
Yeah, I would like to because, to be quite honest with you, Capital actually is my favourite radio station, and that is actually the truth.
Okay.
The 100% truth, right?
Okay, Brian.
Matt, you're a wonderful guy, right?
Okay, I know.
Dublin's real alternative.
I know.
And I love you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Brian. Thanks a lot, Brian Lambert from Class Radio.
Final goodbye from Neil Hayes. I'd just like to say goodbye and see you all down in Sides.
You know, we'll do a couple of links back up here from Sides. We can say a thing or two to Tony and to Connor.
Sure, we can.
But for Matt Dempsey, we'll talk to you again in just a little while. We will take music from the Stars of Heaven. Is Light to Tattoo. I'm talking again very, very soon here on Dublin's Real Alternative, Capital 96 FM.
Imagine waking unaware, the light of heaven touched your hair. Morning struggle, sun was here and gone. Born into empty air, signals change, the engines flared. Oh, there's a place, you know I'm always there. Ride on the early trains, past the wedding in the rain. They closed the open door and the white smoke blew away. Never made a dumb mistake to eat your orange and your cake, and never say your good luck isn't there. If I could speak with you about 100 things I'd say, dear friend, it's true, all that you say. These days that pass through time, if you close your eyes you can see the lights of Tetouan shine. In the morning you were drinking again. Born into wealth and care, imagine waking unaware. Oh, there's a place, you know I'm never there. If I could speak with you, but you're 100 years away. Dear friend, it's true, all that you say. We'll be right back.
much. I've lost your touch. You gotta get away. Much more to be led the other way. Well, you've got your time, you've got your life, you gotta get away.
Right, that's the Fat Lady Sings and Fear of Favour. That was one of the most popular songs over the past 4 years or so on Capital. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yes, indeed it is. John, are you there down inside?
I'm right up here, Tony.
Are you going well down there?
We got a good crowd in here now. I think if you ask them to give you a cheer, I think you'll get some idea of what I mean.
Okay, everybody out there, do you want to say hello over the listening, broadcasting a population of Dublin? Cheer for us. Yeah, I think we know you're there at this stage.
I hate to say this, Tony, this actually reminds me a little bit of sort of Saturday Store with Keith Chegwin a few years ago or something on BBC.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think it's a lot more hip and trendy, actually.
It is, very much so, very much so.
Listen, I'll tell you what we're going to play now. Remember the Fat Lady Sings played at that gig for us last Thursday down in McGonagall's?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to play the band who headlined that particular gig now.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I think that'll go down well.
So... Well, ladies and gentlemen inside and the listening population of Dublin, this is Blue in Heaven with Loose.
Hiya. Written about 1970 or something, and it's called Loose.
Baby, I'll lose all you. Baby, I'll lose. Baby, I'll lose all you. Baby, I'll lose all you.
That's Blue in Heaven and Loose. Definitely a great band, I think, Thursday night, as Tony said a few moments back. Tony's still with us, I think. I thought you had gone away, Tony, but you're still here on the Marathon broadcast, your longest program ever, probably, I think.
Yeah, I know. They can't get rid of me at this stage. No, perhaps somebody does.
Are these squeaks the crowd, or just sort of technical problems from Capital?
Probably slight technical problems from our end, but don't worry, we'll clear it up by the next time we get in touch with them down there.
It's not John.
It's not me.
We've got, an hour and 9 minutes left in the air.
An hour and 9 minutes, that's it then, and at then the end of that.
The end of the world as we know it.
And we don't feel anyway. Fine, I tell you. Does anybody feel fine down there when we go off in an hour and 9 minutes? I think that's what you call fairly conclusive.
Reaction was not good.
Nah. Pretty negative stuff, all right.
Not to worry. Right, Connor's going to play another piece of music for you down there, and then after that you'll be shutting off from us for a while, and we'll come back to you later.
Good stuff.
We're going to do some private reminiscing here while you play some records down there, John, okay?
Fair enough.
This next record is, as I read from the cover, Redberry Joytown, and a live version of that.
By you go flowers on your windowsill. This is Redberry Joytown. This is clown around town. Only yesterday I saw you walking with Mr. Dog. Only last week I saw you praying at the synagogue. Don't you worry about us. We're only hot tonight, an epilogue. And when you get home tonight, you can stuff it in your. 'Cause this is Redberry Joytown. This is clown around town. This is everybody's downtown.
Right, there you go. That's you too. And tomorrow, won't you be back tomorrow? Probably appropriate. Some of our listeners may be a little fed up with all our reminiscing and all the talk about us disappearing and not being back and things like that. And to any of the listeners who are probably bored with the whole thing about pirate radio closing, etc., we just wish you a happy new year. And hopefully we won't have to talk about this much longer, because we will be back in some form. Some of the discussion during the night was on the question of bands. And I think Tony at the time was talking about how there will be nobody left to promote bands. And one of his callers asked how they can keep in contact with what actually is happening in terms of Dublin bands and that sort of thing. Well, there's two ways. First of all, as Tony told you, the alternative night will continue on Thursday night, so you can always pop down to see us there. No doubt we'll be in contact with the bands ourselves, and we'll be able to let you know what they're up to. Also, there is talk of a free sheet and possibly a magazine on the way from Capital in forthcoming weeks. You probably know a little bit more about that. This is Killian Ford, by the way.
We hope to start a magazine in some form. We'll be keeping our student, be converting into a high-tech office, and from that we should be able to get some good software. If you buy some,
we have to buy a typewriter first.
Yes, a typewriter. And then after that, we should be starting a magazine, hopefully in February. But there'll be also those gigs that we'll be definitely on for a young band. So we'll be hoping to help bands in some way or another, continuing to service that has been provided for the last 5 years by Capital Radio.
So on the live front and possibly in print, we'll still be around. The magazine will pass on information about bands, contact numbers and that sort of thing.
It'll be an alternative to Rolling Stone.
not perhaps in the initial stages. At this stage, I think we'll take another piece of guaranteed Irish music. There's so much good Irish stuff that we would like to play in the last, as it's now, 59 minutes or whatever is left. But unfortunately, we won't be able to get through all of it. This was one of the good singles from Cactus World News, who rumour have it have broken up. I'm not sure whether that's true or not. It's a 12-inch of one of their singles.
things, you never know what'll fall on you this time. But nothing ever dies, no, it's just the years going by. Nothing will die, nothing will die.
Okay, that's Cactus World News, and years later, the extended mix. I think we're back with John. Are we back with John?
I think.
Yes, I'm right here, Connor.
I think, did we have something happens down inside there?
They were actually unbelievably brilliant on Thursday night.
Yeah, what a great band. Something Happens, our special guests, our last Thursday night in the Capital Media Services gig, blew an awful lot of people away. I was delighted to have them along. And like every other band along that night, they gave all their services for free, especially in aid of the Dublin Simon community. And therefore, we'd like to take an opportunity both on air and down inside tonight to thank all of them for contributing to that.
And I reckon next year is going to be a brilliant one for Something Happens. They should do great things.
I reckon next year altogether is going to be a brilliant year for Irish music and Dublin rock music. It is now, I think, by most people anywhere in the world, considered to be one of the premier rock capitals of the world.
John, we actually have two things to give away in the studio here tonight as prizes.
Stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah. One is a radio transmitter. Does anybody want a radio transmitter, I wonder?
I want to buy a radio transmitter.
And the other is Killian Ford. Does anybody want him?
No.
I think you've got a very small fan club down there, Killian.
No, I cheer, Connor.
Well, then you sound like a lot of girls.
So what's happening next? Anyway, they're standing here wondering what to do. What are you going to do?
We're going to play them something to dance.
Yeah. Okay. And Tony's going to introduce this because I haven't a clue what he's got lined up, okay?
No, it wasn't me either, I promise you. This is music from New Order and one from them called Temptation.
Oh, I'm down to run. eyes. Oh, you've got grey eyes. Oh, you've got blue eyes. Oh, you've got green eyes. Oh, you've got blue eyes. Oh, you've got grey eyes. And I've never seen anyone quite like you before. Oh, I've never met anyone.
Well, there you go. Lots of mayhem. Our people have returned to the studio. I believe Matt couldn't get into sides. Massive queue outside. Where are you, Matt? He's going.
He's gone.
Don't leave us.
He's too depressed, Connor.
He's depressed. Yeah. That's what fame brings.
He can't handle it. You know, his fans are waiting to see him inside and he can't get in to see them.
Okay, Tony. Talk to me.
What are we going to talk about? I think we're going to have a little bit of a reminiscence here. Of the many years and the many things that have happened on Capital Radio over the past 5.5 years.
Can we talk about the worst albums we ever had in our collection?
I think we can, really, at this stage, can't we?
I think I vote for Bobby Barth as one of the worst.
Bobby Barth should have been the name of it, actually.
That's what we called it, yeah.
I know, genuinely, that man was so multi-less talented, if you know what I mean. I mean, the poor guy just literally had nothing going for him.
Not even an album cover.
Not even an album cover. His album cover was sick. Barry Adams must be another guy.
He is. Now, I heard you praising Stephen Ryan earlier, right?
Yeah.
And you should never speak ill of those who are in France working and earning loads of money on legal radio. But having said that, he was a notorious person when it came to appalling taste in music.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, Stephen and myself were great buddies, and of yours as well. But there were very dodgy moments on air with Stephen Ryan.
Remember his orange juice joke?
What was his orange juice joke?
The piece of paper. He actually gleefully used to prepare this every day, and he used to crack the same joke every day at the same time, where he'd rip up a piece of paper and say, "Oh, it was orange juice," and rip it up. You obviously missed that one.
I don't know. I must have been asleep.
Rock the boat.
Oh, yes. Rock the Boat, the Hughes Corporation, or whatever it was. The remix, I think, was what he actually got used to sort of do himself less than justice with. No, I think we've had some interesting things. I was reminiscing with Matt Dempsey there after my last programme. And do you remember Tommy Cooper?
Oh, yes.
Now, it's very unfair to slag DJs on air. Now, that night, I didn't. I did refrain from mentioning his name. He used the name, Steve Hyman, wasn't it,
on air? He was worse off air than he was on.
Yeah, I know, for a variety of reasons, which I still won't go into. I refused to go into that last Tuesday night, but I'm not going to definitely go into it now. But dear old Steve, or stroke Tommy, right, was probably the most appallingly bad DJ as regard musical taste.
And his was a high-energy program.
It was a high-energy program, and who the hell let him into Capital Radio? That's what I want to know.
Stephen.
Stephen. It must have been Stephen. We'll blame Stephen since he's in France and he can't hear. No, Stephen's getting in for a rough time. Stephen actually, fair dues to him, did like programs of 6 hours length gone by, and literally anchored the whole studio and the whole station.
And used
station.
To get very cold, let it be said, in the process.
There were some great times when the heater used to break in the radio station, and Stephen used to go on air for appeals to people exactly how to warm himself up in the radio station. They were extremely funny, and they took lots of suggestions in on air exactly of how to keep himself warm.
Pouring petrol all over yourself and lighting was going a bit far, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was, probably. I could make a few suggestions of people to do it now, but not poor old Stephen, not poor old Stephen at all.
There was Martin, of course, as well, who we spoke fondly of. At least Dave Paul did, anyway.
Yeah, Martin Cullinan.
The traffic news. Tell them about the traffic news.
I have to, can I tell my story of the traffic news?
Yes, yes, right. Please.
I do a very lousy impersonation of Martin Cullinan, but I'm going to have a pretty good go at it now, right? Martin used to do the Drive Time programme. Martin has now gone to gainful employment elsewhere, but we won't talk about that in a hurry. Also, he's some very dodgy jokes about his honeymoon as well and baths and things, which we definitely won't talk about definitely won't talk about. Right, but
Martin, two things I like in life?
Yeah, exactly.
I won't discuss
right.
this now.
Now, Martin was doing a traffic report, and he was doing the usual thing, you know.
Spoofing, basically.
The traffic on Dorset Street is extremely heavy, so try and avoid that at your sort of utmost convenience. I went on and on. Grafton Street was busy. Everything was busy, right? And he comes up towards the end of it and he says, and the best news in this traffic report is the fact that Stephen's Green is completely clear, so you can drive round and round and round and round and round and round without any problems at all.
And that was one of the classic statements in
I think that must, that must have been the classics. Martin actually has provided two more, I think, as far as I'm concerned. One is the fact that he did a program after me on Sunday nights called The Rock Arena. He went into a commercial break. This is The Rock Arena on Capital Radio. We're back after the commercial break with Wham. and you got on at the end after the commercial break and said, I'm very sorry, we're not playing Wham. I don't think they're quite rock music, are they? And that was the end of that. But the best one also too was, in an old studio of ours, we had slight problems in the fact that we didn't have a toilet. And you had to actually go downstairs, out the front door, and into a licensed hostelry next door to actually sort of go and do whatever you felt the actual urge to do. Right? So Martin one day actually put on a very 7.5 minute long song from the Alan Parsons Project, went downstairs into the hostelry, came back out again, and having talked to a few people, Martin being the sociable type that he was, and found out the song had stuck 45 seconds into it. And all the people had been hearing was 45, for about the past 6.5 minutes, the first 45 seconds go do-do-do.
Which is probably the best program he ever did, you know. Come think.
I think it was very tight, actually, myself.
No, the best was Stephen's way of getting out of when he made a mistake, when he forgot to cue a record.
Stephen Ryan, right? Everybody thinks out there listening to us, right, that records are queued up automatically. Now, I'm one of the best for that. I actually do queue up records virtually immediately the other one finishes. Other DJs leave it till the very last minute. Stephen left it to him actually when he had the record in his hand and virtually wanted to put it on then. And you can tell the story from there.
The story from there simply is that poor old Stephen, on a number of occasions, caught out. He didn't actually have another record to play after the one was finished. So the old excuse was a technical breakdown. Rather than be honest about it, the guy used to...
Capital is closing down for the next 30 seconds for vital technical readjustments, and we'll be back shortly.
While in reality, Stephen went off and got another record, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the worst one he ever had, the poor guy, was the fact that, I mean, he was trying desperately, he was doing a very long link and trying to reach across to a variety of records in the studio, and they were all just that painfully little distance out of reach. And that I can sympathise with greatly, I tell you.
And for the Stephen, being unprofessional is the end of the world, you know, basically.
But Stephen probably was the most serious broadcast we've ever employed in Capital.
I think Killian either wants to say something or he's actually...
Killian's not allowed to say something. He's looking for attention. That's typical of Killian. Killian Ford, right? You've never met a guy that looks for more attention in your life. But absolutely. At this stage, Killian's been working here for 6 months. You and I, Connor, have been working here for 5.5
We're
years.
All fogies.
And I reckon what we should say to him is throw him out of the studio into the cold outside and tell him to go down to sides and queue up and pay in. I reckon that's what we should do to him.
He's only one of the babies. Yeah, yeah.
No, you can't slag anybody. You're not allowed.
We let him slag me, okay? Fair enough.
No, let him slag. Let him slag. This is the first and only time tonight you're going to hear Killian Ford in air, because I'm going to kick his head in now.
That's what we think. But he's a persistent
youngster. How about your own story, Connor, about you falling off the stool?
Me falling off the stool?
Yeah.
I've never done anything unprofessional,
yes, you have.
Tony.
No, you did. You were leaning back in the chair and you were talking away and you had the mic open, whatever. And the next minute was, and you had actually fallen off the stool and had to climb back up valiantly.
Oh, yes, this actually did happen, yeah.
There you are.
Actually, that was on another radio station, though. That's one thing, Tony. I don't think you ever actually had the pleasure for working for anybody else, did you?
Radio Belfield. That was one programme, which I was signed upon by, God bless, dear old Brian Flynn.
Yeah.
Actually employed me and brought me on after that. No, I didn't. I must admit, I kept well out of it, and I'm going to keep well out of it from now on.
I had a lot of experience with Radio Dublin in the early days and
Radio Leinster.
Radio Leinster as well. It's hard to believe.
Big D.
I used to do the only pop programme on Radio Leinster,
which must be probably is the equivalent of what Class was. God bless.
Exactly. And yeah. they actually hated me in the station. I mean, I can openly admit that now, because they thought that I was a sort of a Tom Hayes head or something like that, I think, because I wanted to play chart music. Well, actually, they have embarrassing stories of their own, because they never used to have the top 30 records. So I used to have to lie about the fact that records had made dramatic new entries. 2 years after ABC were officially in the charts, a brand new entry this week in the Radio Lens, the top 30 would be ABC, because we didn't have the records supplied. Yeah. Some of the worst moments of...
Well, I think there's been a variety of worst moments for me. I used to do the chart rundown program on Tuesday night, and it was always the thing was we had to select carefully what records we were going to play on that. And there were times when certain people, not looking at anybody in particular who's co-broadcasting this with me at the moment, Connor, were going out to do discos and all the rest of it.
And stole all my records.
So you'd be left happily broadcasting down. And normally, I must admit, I got into the habit of not refusing to play the number one, which I thought showed remarkable musical taste at the time. But when you actually did want to